as Sri Aurobindo says, if you don't have that existence, it is like a staircase which stands suspended in the middle, neither end nor beginning. Can there be a staircase which has no end and no beginning? So if that spaceless and timelessness does not exist, then you can't even explain this movement. Therefore, there must be another kind of ground. This is the speciality of this argument, that although it is true that there in the space and time there is nothing but continuous beginning and continuous end, endless end and endless beginning, still there must be a very big basis and a ground for it. But that ground necessarily cannot be in space and time. If it is in space and time, it is finite, and it has a beginning and an end. Therefore, that particular ground must be above space and time. There is with me a picture, not a picture, but a diagram. And don't read the whole diagram, but I'll only show you one particular thing. This is presented by Sri Aurobindo in a state of amusement. So, this is what Mother has said in the agenda, that Sri Aurobindo wrote this in a state of amusement. In which this diagram is a diagram of the totality of the reality, the world, everything. If you want to see a diametrical in a form of a diagram. Now, this is a long one, and I'm not going to just now remain on that point. But you come to the third page and see the last diagram, the last. You will see here ground above and the beginningless and the endless, the temporal manifestation. It has no beginning and no end, but it is rooted in that which is above. All that above exists, but not in this form. So the relationship between ground and manifestation is exactly of this kind. This is in space and time, and this is above space and time. And that is the real ground. So it is as it were... Afterwards I shall come to later on. Therefore I was hesitant to give you this, because the moment you see this, you will ask questions about all this. But that we shall wait. I only wanted to show you this diagram, only to give you how the timeless and the time are related.
Vertical
and horizontal. Vertical and the horizontal, that's right. The ground is vertical reality, and the time and space is a horizontal reality. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a description of Ashvattha tree, which has roots above and the branches downwards. So this is that. The root is above, and the branches are all that we are seeing are the branches. Now in that paragraph, there are two, three sentences which are really very difficult, and I shall like to concentrate on that. We have so far only two statements. There is a timeless and spaceless reality, the existence. And we have seen the reasons it must be there. So that rationally we are sure it must be. The timeless and spaceless infinite as the ground of the beginningless and endless infinite. These two propositions we can see very clearly. Now I want to state a third statement, And if you go very slowly, you will see it also very clearly, without much difficulty. But let us see how far we can settle. Our normal experience of space and time is that of successive extension. Supposing you imagine, for the sake of very elementary understanding of the statement, which is not difficult to understand, supposing there is a very small insect which can only see one or two points ahead of it. We can of course see quite a lot at one stroke, entire whatever we see, there is a kind of a scope. But if there is an insect which is crawling upon a small branch of a tree, now it moves little by little and it thinks that that which it has crossed is the past and that which is now about to cross is the present and that which is coming forward is the future. To our perception, the entire branch is in the present. There is no past or present or future. The entire branch is in the present. Why? Because your scope of perception is larger. That's right. Now, if therefore your scope of perception becomes larger, then what happens? All that we call past, present and future is only one moment. In which all moments are contained. So what is the real nature of space and time? The successive movement, successive extension is only a result of our narrow consciousness. If you expand your consciousness, then you will get not a successive duration, but duration without succession. There is duration, but without succession. All containing one moment. All containing ever-present moments. All containing ever-new moments, whatever way you define. All containing, even space, both time and space, they are both relative. In the example that I gave you of an insect crawling upon the branch, space and time can be seen to be relative. The space that it crosses is past. The space that is to be crossed is the present. And the space that is going to come is the future. So extension of space is also the extension of time. So space and time are correlative. It is because of our normal notion that we make a lot of distinction between space and time. We think that space is like a box in which time is a running brook. But basically, both space and time are correlative. So when you think of time as all containing ever new moment, similarly you can think of space as all containing extension without magnitude. It is extension, but without magnitude, which is a contradiction in terms. Because for us, all extension is with magnitude. But if you have now seen all containing space, what kind of space is it? Just like all containing moments, in which there is no duration at all. or it's a duration which is only one moment. If there is extension, if there is magnitude, it is such a magnitude in which all points are included. So now you have three steps. There are therefore three points now. There is a timeless and spaceless infinite, which is a necessary ground for the beginningless and endless time and space. So the beginningless and endless space and time is the second step, which is all-containing duration, all-containing extension. And you will see that this is only dependent upon your consciousness. We had said that the successive movement of duration in the case of the insect is dependent upon its consciousness. The wideness of our consciousness, in which we see the whole branch as one presence, is also dependent upon our consciousness. The rishi who sees the whole space-time in one regard is also a state of consciousness. Therefore, Sri Aurobindo says that space and time, whether a successive duration or all at one moment, both are categories of consciousness. It is entirely up to us as to how we arrange things. What we call past, it depends upon the state of consciousness in which you are. What is future depends upon the state of consciousness in which you are. There can be another state in which the future is past. There can be a consciousness in which the future is past already. That is why it is said that to the rishi, an event is a smriti. He remembers the event. The event was already there, but he now remembers that event. There is only a smriti. It's a question of memory, because you are situated differently. It is entirely a question of how you arrange your perception that makes a distinction between past, present and future.